Blog Talk
Hello.
Radio.
Hi, it's Tracy, and this is the Everything Wellness Show. I'm talking about fats, the good, the bad, the ugly. And I don't know how many people out there even care or are even listening at 4 o'clock in the morning, but I'm going to talk about bad guys and the good guys. That's why it's called the good, the bad, and the ugly. So you have the monounsaturated, the polyunsaturated, the saturated. Then you have the hydrogenated and trans fats. But nobody understands that. Okay, so you have the trans fat. Get it. Got it done. What are they? Where are they from? How can you produce them when you're not even looking? So you can actually create, if you do a good and a bad, like a monounsaturated and a polyunsaturated with a saturated fat, you can create a trans fat. So you have to make sure that your monounsaturated, polyunsaturated are high, saturated fat low or zero, in order so that the bad or the hydrogenated or trans fats are low or non-existent. Okay, so let's say that, I don't know, I live in the South. The wild thing about this is that there's a shit ton of sand trans fats, unlimited. It's insane. It's like donuts, fried food, margarine, not butter, margarine, like cakes and stuff. Oh, here's a crazy thing. So if you go to fucking Starbucks, and I think I can say all those words because it's this type of radio, so I don't give a shit. But anyways, so it's this type of thing. If you go to like Starbucks and you grab a coffee and you have a baked good, so you have, and you put creamer and crap into your coffee, like you have one of those latte, ungodly amount of hyphenated words on your coffee, and you grab a muffin, guess what? You're having a trans fat, even though if the muffin doesn't even have, like, a trans fat, it's like it actually does, but anyways, we won't go into that. So you have the polyunsaturated, monounsaturated fat, and then, but you have the creamer in, and then you have the muffin that is then manufactured and put into a store, and you're having hydrogenated oils, and you're having trans fats, and your yoga practice is just totally out the window. It's insane. So you just might as well just put that. Anger. So, anyways, this is why I love my job, because it is what I've been doing for the last 15 years, and I love every inch of it. You know what I love about olive oil? Olive oil is an interesting thing. It is cold-pressed, dumped by the monks for 18 billion years, and then the Americans got a hold of it and decided that they're going to guess what? Screw it up. Because olive oil is cold pressed. You have to put it on your salad when you, and then if it's like mixed and with canola oil, it's not 100%, then you can fry with it. So I suggest that you fry and bake and all that jazz with grapeseed oil if you want to be healthy and stuff. If not, just use vegetable oil. It's not about cheap. It's not like being the Brady Bunch or whatever. It's just using vegetable oil. I mean, come on, people. Think about it for a second. Don't be weird. Just use it. Don't abuse it. Don't use coconut oil to fry with, or peanut oil. Peanut oil is fine, you know, to fry with, whatever, it's fine. But at the end of the day, it's going to be nutty, but yet mild. You can, if the smoke point is higher, you can stir fry, you can do whatever, and it's fun. It's going to give it a nutty flavor. It's not going to kill the dish, and it's not going to kill you, okay, unless you're allergic to peanuts. With canola oil, the flavor is plain and mild. The smoke point is 400 degrees, so you can fry with it, you can bake with it, you can marinate with it. No big deal. So you can take 2 tablespoons of canola oil, 1/4 cup of popcorn kernels in a pot for it to, like, have natural popcorn. No, crazy. Amazing. It's crazy to have natural popcorn. Amazing. Okay, so then there's this oil called sesame oil. The flavor is nutty, just like peanut, but then the dark sesame is bold, heavy, like coffee, you know. The smoke point, 450 degrees versus the 400 degrees. Like, anybody knows what a smoke point is. Like you, like, have it up in the skillet, and you're like, oh, it's smoking, baby. What does this mean? So if your canola oil, like you're frying it, you're frying your french fries in canola oil at 400 degrees. You got your olive oil, but you got to be careful with olive oil. Olive oil is like loving on it, like, you know, I don't know, you know, shit, I don't know. Like, it's a princess or something. That's how I see olive oil. You know, your peanut oil, your canola oil, everything else is like hardcore playground. I'm going to eat some rocks and throw some biscuits, you know, but olive oil is more like my baby, and then you're going to stroke it like a baby. I don't have time for that stuff. Get you some grape seed oil, canola oil, whatever, no, sesame oil, peanut oil. Seriously, people. And then you got the sesame oil, like I was just talking about. You can stir fry it. You can make it with your salad. You can whisk it together, dark sesame, dark vinegar. You can put it with rice vinegar, gallons, toss it and cook it, brown rice. Shroom! Baby, it's so good. It's ridiculous. So then you got your vegetable oil. This is usually made from a combination of corn, soybeans, other sunflower seeds, and is great oil to have on hand because it's used primarily for, like, different cooking techniques, such as, you know, like, the flavor, not nutty, plain and mild. The smoke point is 450, like your friend's sesame oil. And the uses is, just like everybody else, is saute, baking, frying, marinating. And the quick tip is that if you have a cast iron skillet, perfect. You wipe it down with a layer of vegetable oil to help maintain the seal of nonstick and prevent the rusting. It's a beautiful thing. You know what? It is. So when you're cooking with oil, it's insane. It was already a party when I first started. I mean, didn't that sound like a party? It was like an insane party. And I know no one's listening to all this, but it's fun style. So the healthiest choices, okay, so we're going to talk about protein. The healthiest choice, of course, you know, you're like your chicken, your turkey, like your bird, wild game, what have you. And then you're going to check in with the sirloin and the lean beef, the pork tenderloin, not the fried pork loin, you know, whatever. And the beef, you're going to want it like a 90-10. Don't go for that 85-15. What's up, man? You're going to want it 90-10 or the really super lean, like, game. You know, game. Skinless chicken, skinless turkey. But watch out for that sodium thing. They like to inject the birds, make it taste good. So look, fine print. 400% is normally what they put in that stuff. Seriously. When you go for the lean ground, lean turkey, and go for the turkey strips and the bacon, the turkey bacon, man, fuck that stuff. Why are you eating that stuff? That's, like, weird. That's, like, turkey, and it's, like, a road strip of weirdness. Like, why would you go for that? No way. No way in hell. As a nutritionist, yeah, fuck that. That is, like, weird. Don't do that stuff. Don't go for weird roadkill, like weird chicken bacon. Just go for applewood bacon. It's like the perfect stuff. It's actually good for you. It's like better than the turkey bacon because there's less sodium. And when you couple with fat and sodium, that's where your stuff messes up. Don't do that stuff. Anyways, so when you're trying to cut the budget and stuff, you know, you're like bone in, you got turkey and you chicken and all that stuff, the legs are roll up to, don't go to the place where they have got all everything, like, hanging out. Go up to the butcher and be like, hey, man, this is what I want per pound. And you can see right there what they got, and it's fresh and it's good. So do that. Don't go to the conveyor belt of weirdness, you know, of, you know, that whatever they got on the side of the butcher block, you know. So, you know, when you got loin around, they got, like, less fat. Oh, and when you got choice select, like prime, yeah, they trim the fat off the edges for the cooking and stuff. So for hamburgers and meatloaf, like, when you do, like I said before, 90-10, 95, sweet. That's a sweet spot. Go for it, baby. Go for it. And don't look back. So you got some fat. You know, it's cool. There's four fats, like I mentioned before. Monounsaturated, polyunsaturated, saturated, and trans. So, for instance, when you got a trainer and stuff and you got a nutritionist, you're like, what is a fat and what is a calorie? So you have nine calories per gram of fat. So if you have 10 grams of fat, that's 90 calories. Bam. What? So be careful. But don't look at that calorie of fat as bad if it's a good fat, because that good fat, being vitamin E, et cetera, is going to fight the bad fats. And these are the bad fats. All those, like I was mentioning before, you know, like the trans fats and all that stuff. Well, this is what when you have like the nuts and the seeds and the olive oil and all that cool stuff, chia seed, flaxseed meal, let me tell you something. This is the cool part. It fights that stuff. Avocado fights that stuff. But don't eat a whole lot of that shit, because that's when it comes bad. You have to do, it's not called about moderation. I hate the word moderation. Don't do that. What moderation means is like an excuse for, I don't know, craziness, like New Year's Eve and you're supposed to drink more. So don't do that. What you should do is this. It's called an eyeball. You all eyeball the fat. So you have your hands spread out like a chicken, like a turkey, like you're going to draw a turkey. So you draw your turkey hand like you do, like when you were in like kindergarten or something. And then, okay, so your fingertips are the vegetable, which is vitamin E, which fights fat. It carries fat and fights fat, and it draws the bad fat out, and it carries it along, and it makes your butt look great, and because mango has it, papaya has it, dark greens have it. That's why people, you know, in Miami look great and California look great and all that bullshit, because they eat that stuff. And there's no reason why you shouldn't eat that, period. So then the middle knuckle is going to be your fruit. So when you close your fist, you're going to find out that three slices of apple work, four slices of apple work for other people. And then you have a palm, which equivalents to a fourth a cup of, basically, of carbohydrates or a slice of bread or whatever, and that's what mine equals to, actually less, but, you know, whatever. And that's why everybody is different, because that's what it is. And then in the middle, the bullseye, where somebody tries to read your palm, basically, is two tablespoons of oil, of avocado, of nuts, etc. So you create your own serving. It's not about measuring the stuff. It's like eyeballing it. You got a gigantic plate. Why the hell would you put all of it on carbs? It should be more greens, less carbs, lots of protein. Boom, you have a thin body. It's not rocket science, but it feels like rocket science because it's about a learning thing, and that's cool. But eating the right fats and the right amount is important. And that's why, you know, high-fiber foods, fat-free, low-dairy, all that stuff. Low-dairy is like this. Okay, so it's like, you know, white dairy, as I like to say. I hate to say it like that, but it is true. Because yellow dairy sucks. And so it's like Skim, Swiss, et cetera. It's perfect. The harder the cheese, the better. Softer cheese, not so great. But it's okay. It's like Brie is good. A glass of wine, no, nobody's going to shoot you for that. And you have it with fruit. The cool thing is the vitamin C, the vitamin E, and the vinegar from the wine is a perfect combination for an evening. It's okay. That's the crazy part, that people don't let you know what is okay. What they think, you know, it's like, don't do that. But it's great. It's fine. And, you know, life is great. And I love everything about it. So, why does your body need fats? Your dietary fats are essential to give your body energy, cushion, and thought. And like I said, energy. So if you have a really long day, it's really important to have it in the morning and then at lunch. But not so much at night, unless it's super cold and you, like, super cold, like below 50 degrees and you have no heat and you're homeless or your heat went out or whatever, that's really important. They also protect your organs and keep your body warm, like I just said. And fats help your body absorb some nutrients, like protein, which is super important because it absorbs protein. It helps metabolize protein. And then nutrients such as vitamin C and K and D and A and et cetera help absorb the fats. So you have a choo-choo train. Very elementary, I get it. So you have the track, which is your bloodstream. You have the choo-choo train, which is your nutrients. You have the coal, which is your fat, your protein, your carbohydrates. And it falls into you, but if the train is not there, your nutrients aren't there, and you're not eating your fruits and vegetables, then it falls on the track, and it rolls around. It doesn't get anywhere. So if you eat your fruits and vegetables, it will go into the train and it will go down the bloodstream faster, and you will have nutrients and you'll burn fat and you'll be thinner and you'll have better success. It is such an amazing thing. I love biochemistry. I love nutrients. I love all of it. And you know what's so cool is that, you know, as I'm putting together this culinary project in Tennessee, that, you know, I'm teaching this stuff. I'm teaching the students, I'm teaching the teachers, I'm teaching the parents, I'm teaching everybody. And I love it. And I used to work at Cigna, and Cigna is, you know, good and great and everything, but then I just wanted to take a step back, and I own a business called Getting South, and I love that. And you know what the cool thing is? I'm going to tell you what a monounsaturated fat is. What that is peanuts, almonds, olive oil, canola oil, peanut oil, but We're like, what? Peanut oil? Really? Well, let me tell you. It has this really cool component that actually cuts, just like oatmeal, bad cholesterol. And so when you eat oatmeal and you couple it with nut oil, like almond nut or peanut, you know, peanut butter or almond butter, and you put it in, don't put dried nuts. You get the fantastic reduce of cholesterol, like more than half, which is amazing, which reduces the heart attacks and strokes, and it provides you essential oils in your bodies and what it needs. And I love it. And, okay, so it's good to eat everything fat. But then you have polyunsaturated fats. You get soybean oil, salmon, tuna, mackerel, herring, trout. Then you have walnuts, which is high in polyunsaturated. And you have sunflower seeds. Sunflower seeds are so cheap and ridiculously cheap. If you go to Sprouts, and if you get buy in bulk with the walnuts and the sunflower seeds, you can spend a dollar for 2-3 weeks of what you need for a serving, seriously, of walnuts and sunflower seeds. And what the cool part is, a healthy part on your heart, it lowers, actually, I have to say can, because it can lower bad cholesterol, which we all know is scientifically proven. However, we have to say can. It can lower risk of heart disease and stroke, provide essential fats that your body needs, but it can make itself. That's insanely important. So that you eat these important things like fish and walnuts and safflower oil, and et cetera. Eat foods with monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats instead of saturated trans fats, which is, what did we say, was trans fats, saturated fats? It's like high intake of beef, pork, chicken fat. Ooh, not good. Cheese, whole cheese, like yellow cheese. Ooh, not good, not good. Not palm oil, not kernel oil. Limit your intake of, like I said, coconut oil should be topical. Best thing ever. So awesome. And I love it. You know, and you should never consume polyunsaturated oil. It's terrible. Terrible. And you don't want to have a lot of, you know, nasty beef and stuff. And that, because it can raise your bad cholesterol. If you're already there, you know, you don't want to raise any more. And you want to limit saturated fats to a minimal of your calories. And I don't believe in, like, the 2,000 calorie, 1,500 calorie. I mean, that's a good, like number that you have to go for. But I believe in portions, and you live in a fruit, vegetable-forward meals. And Your calories are gonna be low, nutrients are gonna be high, and you're going to have exactly what you need. So why in the fucking hell would you sit here and worry about 2,000 calories, 1,500 calories, or anything else? Do you know I am 5'8" tall? I was a model, as a professional athlete, etc. I am about, I don't know, 110 pounds. I'm lean. I am lean, solid muscle. And people look at me and they look at my upper body and my leg, like, you're solid muscle. And you weigh how much? They're shocked that I weigh as little as I do. But I'm healthy. I'm not skinny and weird. I'm, like, super healthy. Good to eat less bad fats. And that's exactly what I do. So, like I said before, the trans fats and stuff, I'm all about avocado, baby. And to keep my boobs big and my waist small, I rub like almond oil on my boobs, and it's like in coconut oil and everything else on my vitamin E. It makes it tight. It's perfect. Perfect. Look at fried foods. You know what? Have a good time. Eat your pizza. Have your french fries, etc. Like I do. No big deal. But I don't eat donuts. I don't have a big sweet tooth. So it's not my thing. And limit like skin and stuff off the chicken. I mean get to the grit of it. Have a good time. You can fry it. You can fry what is like corn or whatever. Just cut the skin off it and fry it yourself and batter it up and, you know, whatever, the flour or the cornmeal, whatever you want to have it in, and just enjoy it. But, you know, you can have it with the skin. You're going to have the cholesterol. It's just bottom line. Fat-free food may also be, it can be unhealthy because of the nutritional contents. You got to look at that stuff. And don't, you know, don't have the foods with partially hydrogenated oil in the ingredient list, because, you know, the partially hydrogenated oil combined with the monounsaturated fats, etc., creates this trans fat. That's fat. You know, and the cholesterol is, you know, the type of fat found in your blood. Your liver makes cholesterol, and your liver makes 19 different cholesterols as well as 19 different fats. We only know of three or four or whatever that I mentioned earlier. So you have to remember that your body's working way more than what you expect. So if you think your blood vessels are like pipes in your house, you're right. Because you have to realize too much cholesterol, and it's like, and it's not working. It becomes narrow. It doesn't work. You've got to keep that blood flow going. And how to do this, how to keep your pipes clean, is not through a blowjob. It is through eating right. So in order to have good sex and to have a good time, you've got to eat right, and you've got to understand what fat is and how it works together. So if you listen to me, it will happen for you. I promise. Thank you for listening. Peace out, baby.